The name of my story this morning is Uncle Floyd Helps with the Children's Message. Pastor Ed and Pastor Glenn are doing the children's story this morning to all the children gathered here. And Pastor Ed said, Jesus taught the good news of God's love to all the crowds that gathered around him. And then Pastor Ed explained that the good news of God's love is like a seed that's planted in your heart. And as you know, a seed can grow to be a flower or a vegetable. A seed can grow to be a tree. Barabbas loves tomatoes, and so does Uncle Floyd. They have a garden with good soil in it, and the tomatoes are, there's just like about 100 green tomatoes on it. And he's hoping they'll be ready to pick soon. Maybe I will get a tomato seed, thought Barabbas. Pastor Glenn told all the children to line up in front of Pastor Ed, and we'll pretend that Pastor Ed has a whole tray full of little cups of dirt like this. And he's holding it in front of him. The children are getting kind of excited. And oh no, oh no, said Pastor Ed as Hammond banged into the tray and dirt went everywhere. Uncle Floyd isn't going to like cleaning up this mess, he said. And then all the children are scurrying around in the dirt and they're wondering what to do. And running chairs wasn't careful enough. And oh no, she spilled the water. And you know what water and dirt make? What do? Mud is exactly right. Yes, mud. And it just seemed like everything was going wrong. People were scattering and messing it around. Oh no, thought Barabbas, it's not going to be a friendly lunchtime today. Barabbas is adopted by Uncle Floyd, and Uncle Floyd is the sexton at the church, and that means he has to clean the building and clean up the messes and maintain all the equipment. Well, then, as there's all this confusion and excitement, to the astonishment of everyone, Uncle Floyd stepped forward and announced, I reckon everyone just needs to stand still for a moment. And just like a superhero, he got out his super duper wet dry vac and went all over and cleaned up all the mess. And he said, I reckon that'll do until worship is over, and then I'll do a better job, he said. And then he vanished as quickly as he had appeared. There. So for you this morning, we do have little cups of dirt, and we have seeds that are marigold seeds. And marigolds are the pretty yellow and orange flowers there in the pots. Yes. And if you tend to your seeds and make sure they're watered, not too much or not too little, they will grow to look like these marigolds. And that is how it is with God's love when it's planted in your heart. You need to tend to what you have heard by coming to church, and you will learn the lessons that will water the seeds that God plants in your heart. So come on up, and if there's a helper, that's good too. But each of you get a little cup of dirt. And by the way, when you go back to your chair, you can put the cup under the chair so it doesn't spill. So here's, and you just need a couple seeds. There, do you have, did each of you have one? Put that back and put that in your cup. And just one or two is plenty, actually. Oh, yeah. If you do. And there's some directions on the side of the cup. That's good. And here. You want to push the seeds just a little bit down in, not too much. There. Thank you.